Shyamji has been explaining that the duty of the yogi is to note every object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, with ardent effort, aiming the mind onto the object, asserting ardent effort in the noting. That is the only duty of the yogi. It is important to note the presently arising object with sustained mindfulness. And when the mindfulness is sustained, the energy of the practice will arise automatically, and the practice will become effective, and yogi can say that I am able to note. When it is said that the yogi is able to note, either that the yogi is able to note just the average level, or the yogi is able to note the above average level, whether he or she can note more than ordinary. And the best is to be able to note the object outstandingly. Sati, mindfulness, should be of good quality mindfulness. Sati mindfulness should not just be ordinary mindfulness, but it should be outstandingly good quality mindfulness. And the word busata is used, meaning extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness. When there is extraordinary outstanding mindfulness, sati is outstandingly established on the object, the noting becomes meticulous, firm, effective. When it means that the noting is meticulous, it is continuous one after another without any gaps in between. The yogi is thorough in noting every object that the preceding mindfulness and the succeeding mindfulness are continuous without any gaps in between, and the noting is effective. So these can be adverbs: noting meticulously, thoroughly, effectively, efficiently. And the mindfulness become busata visita, extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness, so that it is sustained on the object, and the efficiency of the noting become stronger. The noting should be meticulous and thorough. There should not be any gaps in between. When there is rising, falling, there should not be any gaps between the notings of the rising and falling. The notings should be continuous, meticulous, and thorough. And also, when thoughts arise, one should note it right away as soon as the thought arises. Whatever object arises, yogi should be noting them. Whether the object is good or bad, yogi should be mindful of them. And when unpleasant sensations arise, such as itchiness, pains, and aches, yogi should be mindful of them. Even though the objects vary, but kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, should fall on the object in the same manner, however the object varies. The mindfulness falls calm and collected on the object moment by moment, one after another, so that samadhi concentration will have no gaps in between. In this way, samadhi concentration should also be continuous. And in order to keep the concentration continuous, one should make the effort in the noting and aiming, directing the noting mind onto the object. There should be accuracy and precision in noting the object so that the noting will be meticulous, thorough, and continuous. And one should not be noting flippantly or in easygoing manner. One should note with diligent effort so that the mindfulness and concentration will be continuous without any gaps in between. When the notings are thorough, rising arises, the noting mind sticks onto the rising. When falling arises, the noting mind falls onto the falling. And when lifting, the noting mind falls on the lifting, and so on. Bhusata viseta, meaning that the mindfulness should be extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness, and yogi should be alert in noting every object. Yogis should note with aim and effort, and they should not be expecting. They should not be practicing flippantly or in an easygoing manner. Just as one has to exert effort in the noting, one should also aim and direct the mind. And sati, mindfulness, will be sustained firmly on the object that has been noted. The sati, mindfulness, sticks firmly on the object. Just as when the nail is hammered into the wood, the nail pierces and sticks onto the wood. In the same way, noting the object with aim and effort, the mindfulness will be firmly sticking, fiercely sticking onto the object. And when the mindfulness pierces into the object, it will be firmly sticking onto the object, and it will become extraordinarily good quality mindfulness. When the mindfulness is firmly established on the object, then it will not be loose, it will not be loose, or it will not be shaken, but the mind is firmly steady on the object. Noting the object with aim and effort, when mindfulness is sustained, it is just like hammering the nail onto the wood. When the nail is hammered into the wood, the nail will not be loosened, but it is firmly piercing into the wood. In the same way, having kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, the mind will not be loosened, the mind will not be shaken, the mind will not be agitated with raga, lust, or dosa, anger. And the noting mind will be firmly piercing in the object. In the beginning, one needs the support and the help of viriya, effort, and the aiming so that sati, mindfulness, develops, so that the mind will not be shaken, but the mind will be sticking on the object. In the higher stage of vipassana, There will be jalan gubeka, meaning equanimity, which is endowed with six factors. At that stage, whatever the person comes across, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, the mind will be in equanimity. It will not be shaken. At that stage, even though one comes across desirable objects, there will not be liking, there will not be happiness. Even though one may come across undesirable objects, one will not get displeased. So there will neither be happiness or sadness at this stage. Nevasu mano hoti na do mano. And upekako viharati, the person stays in equanimity. At that stage, even if the person deliberately send his or her mind to desirable objects, that can incite lobha, but lobha does not arise. Even if the person deliberately tears her mind away from the object, but the mind will not be torn from the object. At that stage, the notings, the mindfulness are continuous in great momentum, that it is of extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness. Based on the objects that the person comes across, there will not be any love or hate. And this is compared, at this stage of the practice, the yogi's mind is compared to that of an arahat, as the mind is free from likes or dislikes. But it will not happen in the beginning of the practice. Such stage will arise in the later part of the higher knowledge. And the example is given of a boomerang. So in Australia, they play boomerang. The player throws the boomerang. The boomerang comes back to the player. At this higher knowledge stage, even if the person deliberately sends his or her mind onto objects that can incite defilements, but the mind comes back to the object of noting, just like a boomerang does. The meditation teacher will ask the yogi whether the yogi is able to note the rising, falling of the abdomen with sustained mindfulness, firmly sticking onto the object. So in order to be able to answer this question, yogi should be noting every object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, so that the mind will not be loosened away from the object. And yogi should note effectively, efficiently, so that there will not be any gaps between the mindfulness. Yogi should note the object so that the noting mind hits the target, the object of meditation, so that the noting mind will be sustained firmly on the object. And one should increase the momentum of practice, noting the object effectively, in order that the mindfulness sticks on the object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. One should continuously exert diligent effort, and one should note the object with diligent effort, full of alertness. And in order that the noting mind should be direct or face to face with the object, the mind should be aimed on the object. And yogis should exert the effort so that the noting mind reaches the object. When noting the object with aim and effort, the noting mind hits the target of the object and the noting mind rubs against the object. Having effort, the mind is alert. Having vitaka, aiming, directing the noting mind, the mind will not be constricted or contracted. There will not be tinamita, sloth and torpor, but the noting mind directly reaches the object of meditation, and the mind rubs against the object. Rubbing of the noting mind onto the object, it is another jhanic factor, vichara, sustained application. As much one knows the object with aim and effort, the mind rubs against the object, the noting is effective, and the noting mind rubs against the nature such as stiffness, tension, movement when noting rising of the abdomen. So one should note in such a way so that the noting mind rubs onto these nature such as stiffness, tension, movement when noting rising. If the noting mind does not rub on the object, there will be uncertainty. One will not be sure or certain of the object. But when the noting mind falls and rubs against the nature of rising falling, then there will be certainty. As there is certainty due to rubbing of the mind on the object, there will not be doubt or confusion. And one should not be thinking, but one should note so that the noting mind rubs on the object and there will be certainty, removing the doubt and confusion. When the noting mind hits the target, the object of meditation, when the noting mind rubs against the object, there will be certainty and yogi gains happiness in the practice. The example is given here of playing marbles. In the game of playing marbles, one has to throw the marble at the target. In the beginning, when the player is not skillful yet, the marble does not hit the target. But later on, when the player gains skill in the throwing of marble, the marble hits the target and the player feels joy, satisfaction. The player also gains self-confidence and happiness, and the player becomes more absorbed, more interested in the marble game. This is compared to the yogi noting the object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. When the noting mind hits the target, by noting with aim and effort, as much the noting mind hits the target again and again, there will be joy. And the yogi is able to note in detail from even the minute objects. Joy is piti, happiness is sukha, and the mind falls calm and collected on the object. And when this happens, yogi enjoys the practice when his or her noting become efficient. In the playing of marbles, the player has to practice so that the marble will hit the target. But as the player gains skill in the practice, he or she can throw the marble without having to aim especially, and the marble hits the target, and the player gains more joy and happiness. In the same way, in noting the object such as rising and falling of the abdomen, when the yogi gains skill in the practice, the noting mind automatically hits the target, the object of meditation, without having to aim especially. And if this happens, when the meditation teacher asks whether the yogi is able to note meticulously, thoroughly, the yogi can explain through his or her experience. If the yogi is able to note efficiently, yogi should describe what he or she experiences by noting the object. For yogis who practices diligently, accordingly to the guidance, yogi can report easily without having to prepare for his or her report. But on the other hand, if the yogi is practicing flippantly, having thoughts, imaginations, then he, she will be reporting from his or her imagination, and the meditation teacher knows whether this yogi is really reporting his or her experience or whether the yogi is reporting from his or her imagination. By practicing diligently according to the guidance given, yogi comes to know the true nature, and the yogi will be able to report in the interview what he or she experiences. Yogi should describe whether he or she can follow closely in noting the primary object, rising and falling of the abdomen. If the yogi cannot describe what he or she experiences, the rising and falling of the abdomen, if the yogi is not noting meticulously, thoroughly, then it shows that the yogi has not worked properly. And such kind of yogi will just be reporting from his or her thoughts, and they not from their experience. And if the teacher asks back questions, it will be embarrassing not being able to answer. By noting the object according to the guidance and instruction, yogi comes to know the nature of rising falling, as well as whether the mind wanders or not, how long the mind can be kept on the rising falling continuously or not, whether there is distraction, yogi knows. And also when other object arises, such as pains or aches or itch, yogi can report what happened when he or she noted the object. So for yogis who practices diligently according to the guidance, can report about the rising falling as well as the mind, whether it wanders, and also the other objects such as pains and aches. If the yogi cannot note rising falling, it also shows that he or she is not able to note other objects as well. In the walking, yogi should focus on the lifting, placing, or the three steps, lifting, moving, placing, with aim and effort, so that the noting mind will be concurrent with the object. But if the yogi does not pay attention in noting, lifting, moving, placing, The mind may only fall on form or shape of the foot, or just the manner of lifting, moving, and placing. But some of the yogi will not even get to that stage of knowing the form or shape or the manner. So it is very important to note respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly in the sitting and walking meditation, noting the primary object. The late Venerable Mahasi Saraji has written a motto according to the teachings of the Buddha, saying that only when observing at the moment the object arises, one is sure to discern the true nature. So when object arises, rising, falling, or thinking, pain, ache, itch, lifting, moving, placing, bending, stretching, whatever the object arises, one should note at the moment the object arises with the strengthened mind, with aim and effort, so that there will be sati, mindfulness sustained on the object, and one is sure to know the true nature. In the food we take every day, each of the food has its own flavor. So if one does not chew, one will not know the flavor. Even if one chews, but if one does not pay attention, he, she will not know the flavor. By paying attention and chewing properly, one comes to know the flavor of the food. In the same way, when noting the object, one can come to know the true nature, which is compared to the flavor of the food. That's why Buddha used the word sarasa, or in other words, sabhava. Just as the food has its own flavor, in the same way, the nama rupa objects has their own unique nature. Patavi dhatu, the earth element, has the nature of hardness, softness, roughness, suppleness. Apo dhatu, the water element, has the nature of flowing, fluidity, cohesion, and congealing. Tejo dhatu, temperature element, has the nature of warmth, heat, cold, lightness. And Vayo dhatu has the nature of stiffness, tension, movement. The mind has the nature of cognizing the object, and Passa has the nature of contact, and Vedana has the nature of feeling. In the objects, rising, falling, as well as the other objects, also have their nature. And in order to know them, one should be mindful at the moment the object arises in order to come to know the nature. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.